How to start a business with custom laser engraving. Starting a business can be a daunting task, but with the right planning and execution, it can be a rewarding experience. One of the key decisions you will need to make is what type of business you want to start. Custom laser engraving is a great option for those who are creative and have an eye for detail. Starting a custom laser engraving business requires some initial investment to purchase a laser engraver and the necessary software. You will also need to find a suitable location to set up your business. Once you have these things in place, you can start marketing your services to potential customers. Custom laser engraving is a great way to add a personal touch to products and gifts. With a little planning and creativity, you can make your custom laser engraving business a success. 1. Decide what you want to engrave. 2. Research what type of laser engraver you need to do the job. 3. Purchase a laser engraver. 4. Set up a dedicated workspace for your engraver. 5. Calibrate your machine. 6. Practice engraving on scrap material. 7. Start marketing and selling your engraving services. 1. Decide what you want to engrave. The best way to start a custom laser engraving business is to start by deciding what you want to engrave. This will help you determine the type of laser engraver you will need to invest in, as well as what type of business you would like to set up. For instance, some people want to engrave photos while others may want to engrave textiles. Deciding what you want to engrave will help you hone in on your target market and what supplies you will need to get started. Another important factor to consider when starting your business is what type of software you will need to design your engravings. There are many different software programs available on the market, so it is important to do your research to find the one that is best for your needs. Many laser engraving businesses use Adobe Photoshop to design their engravings, but there are many other software programs available as well. Once you have decided what you want to engrave and what software you will need to set up your workspace. This includes finding a laser engraver that fits your budget and finding a location for your business. Many people who start laser engraving businesses work from their homes, but you may want to consider renting a space if you plan on growing your business. After you have all of your supplies and your workspace set up, you will need to start marketing your business. This can be done through online channels, such as social media, or through more traditional channels, such as print ads. No matter how you choose to market your business, it is important to make sure that you are reaching your target market. Starting a custom laser engraving business can be a great way to use your creativity to make money. By taking the time to plan your business and market your engravings, you can be successful in this growing industry. 2. Research what type of laser engraver you need to do the job. First, you need to understand what types of laser engravers are available and what they can do.
There are two main types of laser engravers, CO2 and fiber. CO2 laser engravers are better for cutting and etching, while fiber laser engravers are better for engraving and marking.
You also need to decide what features you need in a laser engraver. Some things to consider include the engraving area, the engraving speed, the power of the laser, the software, and the price. Once you know what you need, you can start researching different laser engravers, look for reviews online, and compare prices. You may also want to visit a store that sells laser engravers to see them in person. After you've done your research, you should have a good idea of which laser engraver is right for you and your business. 3. Purchase a laser engraver. Laser engraving is a process of using lasers to engrave or mark an object. The benefit of using a laser engraver is that you can create very precise and intricate designs. When purchasing a laser engraver, you will need to consider the following: the type of laser engraver.
There are three main types of laser engravers, CO2 space and fiber and diode. CO2 space laser engravers are better for cutting and engraving non-metallic materials, while fiber laser engravers are better for engraving metals.
Diode laser engravers are a suitable option as they can cut and engrave a wide range of materials we commonly use. Diode laser machines can easily cut 4 to 8 mm thick solid wood, 5 to 10 mm thick plywood, and 2 to 5 mm thick acrylic, cardboard, paper, and leather. Of course, not every material is compatible with laser cutting and engraving. If you're unsure whether your project's material is a good candidate for laser processing, please contact us and we'll be happy to advise you. When sending us files for laser cutting and engraving, please use vector files whenever possible. If you're not sure what a vector file is, it's basically a file comprised of points, lines, and shapes that can be resized without losing quality. The most common vector file formats are AI, EPS, and SVG. If you don't have a vector file of your design, don't worry, we can usually create one for you from a high-resolution image or printout. Laser cutting and engraving projects generally take 1 to 3 business days to complete, depending on the complexity of the design and the number of units being produced. Once your project is completed, we'll send you a set of high-resolution images for your final approval. Once you've given us the okay, we'll package up your order and get it shipped out to you. At Engraving 29, we pride ourselves on being able to tackle just about any laser cutting and engraving project you can throw our way. So, if you have an idea for a custom project, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'd love to help you bring your vision to life. The power of the laser engraver. The higher the power, the more expensive the laser engraver will be. However, a higher-powered laser engraver will be able to engrave faster and deeper. The size of the laser engraver. Laser engravers come in a variety of sizes. You will need to decide how large of an engraving area you need. The price of the laser engraver. Laser engravers can range in price from a few $100s to several $1,000s. You will need to decide how much you are willing to spend on a laser engraver. Once you have considered all of these factors, you will be able to choose the best laser engraver for your business. 4. Set up a dedicated workspace for your engraver. If you're going to be doing any kind of laser engraving, you're going to need to have a dedicated workspace for your engraver. This workspace doesn't need to be big, but it should be comfortable for you to work in and have enough room to move around. You should also make sure that there is adequate ventilation in your workspace, as the engraver will produce a lot of smoke and fumes. You'll also need to make sure that your workspace is well lit, as you'll need to be able to see what you're doing while you're engraving. One of the best ways to do this is to set up some task lighting, such as a desk lamp, which will shine directly on your work area. Once you have your workspace set up, you'll need to make sure that you have all of the necessary tools and supplies on hand. This includes things like gloves, eye protection, and proper breathing protection. You'll also need to have a fire extinguisher on hand, just in case of any accidents. 5. Calibrate your machine. If you're starting a business that involves custom laser engraving, there are a few things you'll need to do to get your machine ready to go. First, you'll need to make sure that your machine is properly calibrated. This process will ensure that your machine is engraving at the correct depth and with the right amount of power. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you get started. 1. Find the right spot. In order to calibrate your machine, you'll need to find a spot on your material that is flat and even. This spot will be used as a reference point for all of your engravings. 2. Set the correct height. Once you've found your reference point, you'll need to adjust the height of your laser engraver so that the laser beam is level with the surface of your material. 3. Adjust the power. The next step is to adjust the power of your laser. You'll want to start with a lower setting and slowly increase the power until you find the perfect setting for your material. 4. Test it out. Once you've calibrated your machine, it's time to test it out on a piece of material. This will help you ensure that your settings are correct and that your machine is ready to go. 5. Adjust as needed. If you find that your engravings are not coming out the way you want them to, don't hesitate to adjust your settings. With a little bit of trial and error, you'll be able to find the perfect settings for your machine. 6. Practice engraving on scrap material. The best way to start practicing engraving is to find some scrap material to use. This could be anything from paper to wood to metal. Once you have your material, set up your laser engraving machine and start practicing. One important thing to keep in mind when practicing is the speed at which you engrave. If you go too fast, the engraving will be light and not very visible. If you go too slow, the engraving will be dark and visible, but it will take a long time. You'll need to find a happy medium that works for you. Another thing to keep in mind is the depth of the engraving. If you go too deep, you run the risk of damaging the material. If you don't go deep enough, the engraving will be shallow and not very visible. Again, you'll need to find a happy medium that works for you. Once you've got the hang of engraving, you can start working on your project. Remember to take your time and engrave slowly and carefully. If you make a mistake, don't worry, you can always practice some more until you get it right. 7. Start marketing and selling your engraving services. Starting a business is hard enough, but when you're starting a business with custom laser engraving, it can be even more difficult. There are a lot of moving parts to consider, and if you're not careful, you can quickly become overwhelmed. This is why it's important to have a plan and to take things one step at a time. One of the most important things you need to do when starting a business is to start marketing and selling your engraving services. If you don't have any customers, you don't have a business. So, how do you go about marketing and selling your services? The first thing you need to do is identify your target market. Who are the people that are most likely to use your engraving services? Once you know who your target market is, you need to start thinking about how to reach them. There are a lot of ways to market and sell your engraving services. You can start by creating a website and then using social media to drive traffic to your site. You can also attend trade shows and craft fairs, hand out business cards, and even advertise in local publications. The most important thing is to get started and to keep at it. Marketing and selling your engraving services is a process, and it will take some time to see results. But, if you're persistent, you will eventually start to see your business grow. The best way to get started in custom laser engraving is to find a laser engraving machine that suits your needs and budget. Once you have a machine, you will need to find software that supports engraving on the materials you want to use. After that, it's simply a matter of creating designs and sending them to the laser engraver.